It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Would you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please won't you be my neighbor? My neighbor? See that heavy thing that I brought in to show you today? It's called a projector. What it does is project light from inside this box over onto this card here. I'll show you. And also we can show pictures on it. Now turn it on and you'll hear a noise. Hear that? Well, there's a fan inside that keeps it cool so that the hot light won't break the lens. Now these are some of the pictures that I want to show you. They're on little slides right in there. I'll put these in the projector. First of all, we must turn off the lights in this room. Now, it'll get kind of dark, but we'll still be able to see. Okay, you ready? Now, that's just a plain one with plain light. Let me show you how you can make things like that there, see? See, and you pull your hands away and then just make shadows like that. Fun. Could make a bird. Do all kinds of cartwheels and things. You make up your own notions. Sure. That's fun to do. Now, see if you can recognize the people on these pictures. See if you know who they are. You know that man? Okay, now see if you know who this person is. And you know him? There's Bob Trout. There I am with Chef Brockett in his bakery. Audrey cleans everything. Mm-hmm. Chef Brockett with Audrey. Who's that getting his bicycle? Mr. McFeely. Oh, that picture's upside down in here. Mr. McFeely upside down. Look at them when they go backwards now. Remember that one? And that one? Oh, that's my telephone. Just a minute. Coming. Coming.
Hello? Oh, hi, Joe. Just showing some slides to my friends. Yeah. One of them was Handyman Negri. Right. Some bell ringers. Well, we were thinking about bells yesterday. Yeah, we were thinking about bells yesterday. Well, we'd like to come. Oh, great. All right. See you very soon, then. Bye-bye. That was Joe Negri at his music shop. He says he has some bell ringers there. Quite a few of them, and they play beautifully. Would you like to see them? Let's go. We'll come back to this in just a little bit. Come along to Negri's Music Shop. Hi. Hi, Jennifer. She has her bell. Hi, Jeff. Just saw Jennifer with her bell.
Yeah, they loved the bell so much she just had to have one.
Did she hear the people?
Yes, she heard them.
Could I hear them?
Come on, let's go back.
Okay.
They're back there rehearsing.
Look how many there are.
Yeah. Tom, excuse us. I hated to interrupt your rehearsal, but I'd like you to meet a good friend of ours. This is Fred Rogers, Tom Flynn.
I know you, Tom.
Thank you.
Our friend.
That's our friend.
Hello.
Mr. Flynn.
And these are the Southminster Ringers.
Hi. I'm glad to meet you.
Would you play something for Fred?
All right. Be happy to.
Hear
excuse
it.
Me, I'm going to go back to my customer. I'll
fine.
See you.
Can I sit right
start
over here?
Again
right
at the beginning of this one.
Thank you.
We'd next like to play a piece that's very popular in our concerts. It's called the Flemish Dance. And our bells sound like they're clicking, maybe like wooden shoes should sound on cobblestones. But it's not like the piece that we played before. It's Flemish Dance.
We'll be listening for it. like that kind of difference. Could I see the bills?
Yes, please do.
It must take a lot of work to get these things just right. Is it all right to pick them up?
Yes.
How did you make it when it sounded like the clicking?
Well, you wrap your fingers around the bell and you ring it and it clicks instead of rings.
I see. You hold it up here.
And then when you take your fingers away, it'll just ring.
Pretty, isn't it? But you have to know which one to play at the right time.
Yes.
Takes a lot of practice, doesn't it?
Yeah.
What are you putting that scarf on, that one for?
On one of the exercises we play, this bell starts up at the top, and it passes down. We pass the bells down to the end, and then it comes all the way back up. And you can watch it easier if it has a scarf on it.
Oh, great. Will you watch the scarf as these people pass it back and forth and play it? Just keep your eye on this one, okay? I'd like to hear you do that exercise. Did you watch it? Good. Boy, I like that. Well, you were crossing your arms at one point and pushing them this way at another point. What's that called?
Cross and stretch.
Cross and stretch. Tom, I know you've worked with these people a long time. There's always improvement, isn't there?
So yes. That
you just yes. keep practicing all the time.
We're just practicing now for another concert.
I see. Mm-hmm. Well, I'll certainly want to hear that. Thank you all for letting me hear your bells. Thank you. Bye.
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 Bye. Thank you very much. Bye, John.
Bye.
Bye.
John. Oh, they play beautifully.
Aren't they good?
Yeah.
Glad you could get over.
Takes hours and hours of practice.
A lot of practice.
Yeah.
Come back and see you soon.
Thank you, Joe.
Bye.
Really takes a lot of practice, doesn't it? And each person has to ring his bell at just the right time so that it sounds like music instead of noise. I think it's time for some make-believe. Okay, Trolley, let's make believe that X is still angry about that bell that King Friday gave Henrietta. Okay? And let's make believe that he wants other people to seem angry about it, too. He's projecting his own feelings onto other people. Okay, Trolley, the neighborhood of make-believe.
I don't need music to dance to. Sometimes, you know, I dance to the rhythms that are in my head.
Yeah.
Watch, I'll show you what I mean. Yeah. Now, if the rhythm in my head goes dap 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 a dap a dap 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 a dap a dap, then my feet go this way. That's a single time step.
Yeah.
Now, if the rhythm in my head goes dap 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 a dap a dap 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 a dap a dap 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 a dap a dap, then my feet go. That's a double time step. Now, if the rhythm in my head goes dabba 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 diddly dabba dooba dabba diddly dabba dooba dab, then my feet go like this. That's a triple time step.
Meow, meow, but lovely, yappy, meow, meow, but yappy, meow, meow, but yappy, yappy, meow. Meow, 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 bell, meow. Meow, 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 dance again.
Same thing, same three?
Meow together.
All together?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, why is that?
Meow, 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 bell, meow.
Oh, you want to accompany me with. Oh, all right, that's a good idea. Okay, single. Now double it. Now triple it.
Hey, what's all this about out here?
Oh, we're dancing, X.
Meow, 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 your company, meow, meow, bell, meow.
Yeah.
Meow, 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 meow.
Well, can't you see I'm trying to work?
Oh, we didn't know that it would disturb anybody.
Well, it's not the dancing, it's that bell. Don't you know you're disturbing the whole neighborhood?
Meow, whole neighborhood, meow? Meow, meow, little, meow, meow, bell?
Sure, I bet everybody's tired of hearing that bell.
Well, I guess we better stop, Henrietta, okay?
Meow. Meow, meow, going, meow, ring, meow, bell, meow, meow, own house, meow.
You better not, Henrietta. I'm going to see our neighbors, and you'll find out how much that bell is bothering them. Hmm.
Well, I really
meow,
must...
Meow, 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 meow.
Well, I got to go, Henry. I really must go, Henrietta.
Meow, okay. Meow, meow, nice to meow with you, meow, meow, dancing, meow.
Are you really going to ring that bell inside of your house?
Meow. Meow, bell, meow, pretty. Meow, it doesn't bother. Meow, 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 meow. Listen, meow.
Well, I can hear it.
Meow. Meow, Joey.
Okay, bye-bye now.
Meow, meow, dancing.
Yeah, I'm going to go and visit some of the neighbors in the neighborhood, okay?
Meow, okay.
Bye-bye.
Meow.
Now, listen carefully. Can't you hear it?
Well, I'm not sure. I mean, is it a train or what?
No, it's that bell. Can't you hear that bell?
Well, I guess I can.
It really is annoying, isn't it?
Well, I can't exactly say that it's annoying.
But if it just went on, it would really bother you, wouldn't it?
Well, I don't rightly know. Oh, why, Joey Hollingsworth, there he is, my dancing salesman.
Hi, Mr. Freshley.
Hi,
X.
Hello,
Joey. Listen, I'm sorry, I didn't know that you were busy. I'll come back a little later and give you the rocket report, okay?
Well, that's fine. Anytime you like.
Bye-bye now.
My dancing salesman. Listen to him tap. He goes all over the world, you know.
I know he does.
He just sells rockets for me wherever he goes, all around the world.
I know, but as I was saying, I mean, if that bell were ringing day and night, and if you couldn't eat, and if you couldn't sleep, and if you couldn't hear yourself think...
That's a lot of ifs, X.
Oh, but it could get on your nerves, couldn't it?
Well, I suppose so.
Just as I thought. Thanks, Corny.
Now, just wait a minute, X. I don't know what you're thinking, but don't count me as a bell hater, okay? Matter of fact, I think it might sound kind of pretty along with my dancing salesman taps.
Well, okay, but you don't know what's good for you, Corny.
Well, I sure can't understand that owl. How he's thinking about the bells. It's just not like X. I mean, you know, he's a regular fella and all. Well.
Poor Elsie, Jean, and Anna. They had a hard night, I guess.
Babies do get upset sometimes.
They certainly do. Sometimes Prince Tuesday cries and cries, and I can't discover what's wrong.
Oh, hello, ladies. Hope I'm not disturbing anything here.
Oh, we're always glad to see you, X.
X, we were just talking about babies and how sometimes it's hard to understand what's making them cry.
Well, I know why they cry. You can just ask me, and I'll tell you.
Well, I don't understand, X.
Oh, it's that awful racket, and nothing seems to be able to be done about it.
Racket?
Yeah.
What racket,
that
X?
That confounded bell ringing.
Bell? Bells? I'm not sure I hear any bell.
I don't hear any bells, X.
Maybe you all are just used to it by now.
Oh, I hear it.
Isn't that delightful? Is that...
Henrietta's new bell. Night and day, it's just become a neighborhood nuisance, hasn't it?
Do you really think so, X?
Well, it could get on your nerves after a while, couldn't it?
Well, I've always liked little bells myself, X.
How about Prince Tuesday? I bet you don't like bells, do you, Prince Tuesday? You see, he's crying there.
Well, I think he's crying because you're talking so loud to him, X.
Oh, was that it?
As a matter of fact, he just loves the bells in his crib. It's little Anna Platypus who's been upset lately.
Aunt Sarah, I'd like to go over to see Elsie Jean, see if there's anything I can do.
Oh, I'd like to go too, Lady Evelyn. I bet I can tell Mrs. Platypus what's wrong with Anna.
Well, all right, X. I'll meet you over there.
Okay, see you there. Bye, Queen Sarah, Prince.
Bye, X.
Strange.
See you later, Aunt Sarah.
Yeah, okay.
Bye-bye, Cousin Tuesday.
Bye-bye.
Strangely today. Hi, Elsie Jean.
Oh, hi. Hi, Lady Aberlin.
Is X here yet?
Well, I just saw his face over the wall. He should be here in a minute.
How's little Anna?
Oh.
Aunt Sarah told me she was sick.
Yes, poor thing. I thought maybe some fresh air would help.
What's wrong?
Well, she had an upset tummy since last night.
Oh, howdy, everybody.
Oh, hi, X.
Howdy.
Welcome to the mound.
Well, thanks. Isn't it awful? Listen to her crying. It is awful. Something ought to be done about it.
Well, ought to be done about what?
Oh, those bells. Look how upset they made little Anna.
Bells? What bells?
The bells that are making her so upset. Can't you hear them?
Well, I do hear a little tinkling.
That's it. That's it. That's what's upsetting everybody in this neighborhood.
Well, that may be upsetting somebody, but that's not what's upsetting little Anna.
It isn't. How can you tell?
Well, Dr. Bill told me that Anna has an upset tummy. It'll take care of itself.
Oh,
well,
I see.
I think she needs to get a nap now. She's starting to quiet down a little bit.
May I help you, Elsie Jean?
Would you get her on down?
Here, Anna. Goodbye, Elsie Jean. I hope she rests well.
Thank you. All right. Thank you.
So long.
What is it about the bells, X? Is it something you can tell me?
Well, I'm just trying to do everybody a favor.
Well, how?
Well, can't you tell they're upsetting everybody else? I mean, almost everybody in the neighborhood.
I can tell they're upsetting you.
Me? They don't bother me at all. It's just that...
Sometimes, X, we think that other people are angry about something, when really, we're angry about it ourselves.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, maybe you're not ready to understand yet. Maybe you will be tomorrow.
Bells, bells, bells.
That bell is bothering X because his feelings are hurt. Do you suppose X is afraid that King Friday doesn't like him as much as he likes Henrietta? Could be. Well, one thing you know, and that is that I like you. Mm-hmm. It's you I like. It's not the things you wear. It's not the way you do your hair, but it's you I like. The way you are right now, the way down deep inside you. Not the things that hide you, not your toys. They're just beside you, but it's you I like.
every part of you. Your skin, your eyes, your feelings, whether old or new. I hope that you'll remember, even when you're feeling blue, that it's you I like, it's you yourself, it's you, it's you I like. It is. And you and I give each other important kinds of presents, don't we? I mean, ideas are presents. Sure, and we give each other ideas a lot of the time. And talking things over is a kind of a present. And we do that a lot. Yeah. In fact, we'll do more of that tomorrow. Tomorrow. We'll start the day tomorrow with a song. 4, 2, 1, 2. Tomorrow, tomorrow. We'll start the day tomorrow with a smile for you. Till then, I hope you're feeling happy. Till then, I hope your day is snappy. Tomorrow, tomorrow, it soon will be tomorrow and be our day. We will say a very happy tomorrow to you. You always make it a special day for me. I like you just the way you are. I like you now that way, and I'll like you that way tomorrow. See you then. Bye.
Gave the money to make this television visit are the people of the Sears Roebuck Foundation and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
This is PBS.